What's in the news? A powerhouse high school football team.
The school is having trouble finding other schools willing to play them.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. In Washington State, the Archbishop Murphy Wildcats are undefeated. They've beaten their three opponents by a combined score of 170-0. This weekend, there will be no game.
It's a physical game, and our kids and parents are concerned about getting hurt.
Joey Johnson is athletic director at Granite Falls High, which forfeited this weekend's contest.
We made a decision based on the health and welfare of our kids.
Granite Falls parent Stacy Morris agrees with the move.
It's like putting a VW bug up against a Mack truck. It's definitely a safety issue, and it's also strategic.
CBS's Carter Evans says Archbishop Murphy has exploited a huge size advantage in the games it has played.
There are six weighing at least 250 pounds, including three over 300 pounds.
Granite Falls is the third school to take a pass on playing this powerful team.
That your game has been forfeited, to me, doesn't really ring true to what we're trying to teach our young adults here.
Coach Jerry Jensen says reluctant opponents are missing out.
This is their opportunity to face adversity, power through it, and it will serve them well in their life.
Jackson Yost is one of his stars at 6'3", 265.
We can't focus on what other schools do, and we just have to focus on what we need to do to prepare for the next upcoming game.
Whenever that may be. Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.